And so if I say to a client, I think this is what's going on. It may or may not fit because I have all of my stuff going on inside of me. So it's my job as a coach to make sure I ask the right questions for the client to feel into their own intuition, because ultimately they already know the answer. It's just hiding subconsciously. And once they're able to uncover that, first of all, it gives them power. And second of all, the answer is true for them.
Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Hey, everyone, this is Dawn Mathis with To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis. And I'm also the owner and the founder of In Situ Lifeworks. And today we have a great guest with us. I'm so excited to have her on the call. I feel so honored. I just wanted to talk briefly as an intro that many of you who have been on this podcast for maybe the last almost year now, one of the things that we talk about and that I coach into are the soft signals that we get from the universe, a calling within our hearts to do something different or something greater, or to create a higher version of our authentic selves, and we don't answer the call. And what happens when we don't? Or just, you know, not really knowing that there is something that's seeking a greater expression through us. And so I wanted to have this woman on because I went to her website, Wither Whispers, and we'll have that for you in the show notes. And I was just reading about her story. Instead of hearing it from me, I want you to hear it from her. But just so you know, our guest today is Andrea Hall. I'm going to have her tell you what she was doing as her first career and what she is doing now. And we'll start from there. And we're just having a conversation over coffee. We want you all to listen in and be able to reach out to Andrea after this call if it speaks to you and if it resonates with you. Okay, so here we go. Andrea, thank you so much for being here with us today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to be a guest on your show and super excited to be here with you and have a little chat over coffee. So I have been a criminal defense attorney for 18 years, and I work with people who are mostly accused of sex offenses and domestic violence. So my career is very, very stressful. Unfortunately, most of my clients who are accused of such things, especially sex offenses, are looking at life in prison or some sort of a lifelong probation sentence if they are granted probation. So my life as a defense attorney has been very stressful. And about 11 years ago, I was in the middle of a 5-day jury trial when my 18-month-old puppy died. And at that point in time, the wheels on the bus really fell off for me. I began to struggle. I began to question my lifelong desire and career that I had wanted all my life, and said, what am I going to do? Like, this was the first time in my life that I said, where am I going? What am I doing? And who am I going to be when I grow up? It was the first time I had no clue where I was going. My life had been planned pretty much since the day I was born. I am a control freak, a very high type A personality. And so I always knew, and that's what I was driven to do, one thing right after another. And this was the first time I felt myself out in the middle of the ocean floundering, looking for a life preserve to save me.
Wow. So when that occurred for you, what else happened in your life to maybe have you take a step back and give it a more of a bird's eye view. What else happened in your life, Andrea? Can you share that with us?
Sure. At that point in time, I really took a step back. And for the next 3 months, I just played. I hung out with my nephew. We went to the amusement parks. I swam in the pool with him. And it was at that point in time when the summer was over that I went, I don't think I can do this for the rest of my life. Like, this is what I signed up for, but I don't think that this is what brings me passion and joy anymore. And I don't know that I want to do this for the rest of my life. And so it was at that point in time that I started working with horses. Someone introduced me to a different modality than what I'm trained in now. However, I got introduced to the horses, and I had always had a passion for horses. When I was with the horses, my world disappeared, my breathing pattern changed, my heart rate changed, and I could just be. I didn't have to be in my head. I could be physically in my body in the present moment and enjoy what was going on. And I could be at the barn for 3 hours and it felt like 5 minutes. It was so yummy. Mm-hmm. And so it was at that point in time that I said, wow, I think I can combine what I do with people and help them and combine my passion for horses. And that's where I then ultimately found Touch by a Horse and became certified as an equine gestalt coach. And now I'll be dual certified through Melissa as a gestaltist as well as an equine gestalt coach in March.
Wow. So just to let the listeners know and the people who might be watching the YouTube channel, Touched by a Horse is the premier place where you get this training in the equine gestalt. touchedbyahorse.com is the website. That will be in the show notes as well. So question for you, Andrea, when you were talking about your, let's just call it your primary or your first career, versus now working with horses, talk about your health, if you will, if you don't mind, because a lot of times when we're not paying attention to ourselves or the soft signals, it shows up in our health. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you talked a little bit at the beginning of the show about getting those subtle whispers, right? Well, unfortunately, my life seems to get the whispers right by my ear and I miss them and I miss the pebbles. And it's not until I get the 2x4 upside the head that it goes, oh, hello. So for, you know, 3 years, I was really struggling on that journey when I first decided that I don't think I can be a criminal defense attorney for the rest of my life. Like, the stress is physically killing me. And it manifested in my body. And I ultimately ended up with a brain tumor that required emergency brain surgery. I had been sick physically for 3 years. I had done so much stuff, from changing diet to acupuncture to cranial sacral work. It was just crazy, the stuff I had done. And ultimately, it kept leading me back to me saying, it feels like the circulation to my head is being cut off. And no one had any answers for me. And even when I went to a neurologist, he said, well, you don't have any physical symptoms. Like, you can bend over and touch your toes and you can touch your nose. And I said, I know. However, I'm physically passing out. Like, that's not normal. People don't just pass out for no reason. I said, it feels like the circulation to my head's being cut off. And unfortunately, you know, you had to play the game with the insurance company and it was a big, long fiasco. But I remember saying to the insurance company when I was fighting with them, you're going to send me to physical therapy when you don't even know what's the matter with me. I'm going to add you to the list of people I sue when you find out I had a brain tumor and you sent me to physical therapy. And lo and behold, about 3 weeks later, I found out, guess what? I had a brain tumor. So already intuitively, I knew, and I didn't know, right? Like, consciously, I didn't know, but subconsciously, yeah, I already knew because it came out of my mouth. So yeah, it was right. Very like, oh my gosh, I knew, and I was telling people for 3 years and no one would listen.
Right. Well, and here's what, dear listeners, I would say to you about that is you are the ultimate authority on you. And sometimes we listen to medical professionals or our parents or our friends or our religious institutions or whoever. And our intuition tells us something different. Pay attention. Notice what you're noticing. Pay attention. And perfect example with Andrea. And thank goodness she listened to her intuition. It might have taken her a little while, but you know, those soft signals will become 2x4s like she talked about. If you don't listen, they will ramp up. But don't wait for that. Okay. So great. So continue, Andrea. Talk about finding this program and how that helped you.
So it really got me off the hamster wheel of life, right? So I find that when I'm with the horses, that I can truly be in the present moment and I can hear my intuition, right? Like, and it's the same way for me when I'm in trial and I'm picking a jury. I'm in the present moment and I can hear my intuition speaking to me, right? Like I know my own name, who needs to be on that jury panel based on my intuition, right? And you only know that your intuition is working for you when you actually follow it, right? You never know, or excuse me, when you don't follow it, right? So if your intuition is saying to you, don't go down that dark alley, and you go down it and something bad happens, you go, gal, if I had only listened to my intuition. But if you follow your intuition and you walk past that dark alley and nothing happens, you don't actually have physical evidence that what you felt or what was speaking to you was true and correct. It's only when we don't listen to our intuition that we get confirmation that we should have, in fact, listened to our intuition, right? And so it's those little bumps that you get. And I noticed that when I was with the horses, that I could really hear that and feel that and get answers, not only for me, however, things that I could then question my client on. Because as a coach, I believe that it's my job to hold up the mirror for the client to see the reflection within. I do not hold the answers because we all bring our own life experiences, our values, and our beliefs to the party, right? And so if I say to a client, I think this is what's going on. It may or may not fit because I have all of my stuff going on inside of me. So it's my job as a coach to make sure I ask the right questions for the client to feel into their own intuition, because ultimately they already know the answer. It's just hiding subconsciously. And once they're able to uncover that, first of all, it gives them power. And second of all, the answer is true for them. Now, I may have some sort of feeling myself, and it may fit for the client, but it may not, because like I said, I bring my own thoughts, beliefs, and values and life experiences to my coaching just like they do.
Right. So two questions. One, can you help us understand what the gestalt part is? And number two, how do the horses fit in to your coaching?
So I missed the first one, but how the horses help with this is based on what the horses are doing or not doing in the present moment. It allows me to have guidance on the type of question that I ask for the client for them to discover the answer within. So horses are attracted to energy. They're not attracted to words. So if you are speaking your truth and are in alignment, The horses are attracted to that and want to join up with that. So if I say to a client, how are things in your marriage? And they say to me, fine. If that is not their truth and they're not in alignment, the horse is not going to want to join up with the client. They will be repelled, if you will, from that client. They won't want to come near that client because of the energy. They'll be staying away from that. They won't join up with the client. Does that make sense?
Totally. Totally makes sense. So horses are, what's
so
the
what
word that
Melissa Pierce?
So the first question was, can you tell us what gestalt means or maybe how it's different than maybe traditional methods of getting to the truth?
Sure. So gestalt is a German word that means wholeness. And it's really about taking a client about what they're saying in the present moment. Let's say they're upset with their boss. So I hear the story that they're upset with their boss, and it's figuring out what they're saying is the current problem, finding out what happened in their background, and then healing that and really getting to the root. So they may be having a problem with their boss because they're being triggered because their boss sounds like their father, acts like their father, acts like an ex-boyfriend. There was some sort of trauma in the past, and it doesn't have to be that you were sexually assaulted, your parents were divorced. So many times people think that trauma is something bad, right? However, it could be something very small. I am traumatized around math. Like anytime somebody talks about math, I can go right back to being in third grade, standing next to my chair, my teacher holding up flashcards, and me wanting to vomit and throw up. And so as a result of that, like my life changed. Now that might not be traumatic for someone else, but it was very traumatic for me. It caused me to go to law school instead of med school because in med school, I was going to have to do math. Now, again, is that something traumatic? For me, it was. So some sort of lightning strike happens. And depending on when it happens for that person, ages of development, things like that are all taken into consideration when I am talking with the client to determine the level of trauma it has. So here's an example. I was working with a client. She had opened a new business and she was struggling. Every time she went to go take a step forward, she would freeze and she could not figure out why. Now, this was a lawyer. She left a law firm. She went into mediation, started her own practice, but she could not figure out why she was not being successful. And all of a sudden, during a session, she goes, oh my God, I'm 5 years old and I can hear my dad on the phone saying, if you don't get it right, someone's going to die. Well, someone would die. Her dad was a brain surgeon. So yes, if someone didn't get it right, someone could potentially die. So subconsciously, every time she went to go take a step, she heard herself in her head say, if you don't get it right, someone's going to die. So therefore, I'm not going to take a step. But I said to her, no one's going to die. You're a mediator. Someone might lose some money, you know, something of that nature, but no one's going to die, right? And when she got that, she went, oh my God, first of all, I'm not five. Second of all, I'm not a brain surgeon. And third of all, no one will ever die as a result of what I'm doing. So the next time that came up and she froze, she could say to herself, not today, take a back seat, and I can move forward. And it was a huge pivotal change for her.
Wow, that's amazing. So talk to us about your horses and how they help you with your work.
So yeah, the horses really are a coach with me. In fact, they, I think, do more of the work than I do, right? Because horses are healing just being with them. If you've seen anybody who is around horses, and you have, I know, horses as well, they are just able to get the person in the present moment. And the horses, like I said, are healing just by being in their present. They're doing their work because horses are prey animals. They have to be in the present moment. They have to be paying attention to what's going on. They could be eating the best bale of hay or alfalfa, and if they think they're in danger, their ears perk up and they immediately assess the situation, right? They determine if they need to flee or what they need to do. And as long as there's no danger, then they go back to eating hay, right? Where we as human beings don't do that. We're either living in the past or we're living in the future. We're not in the present moment. And so that's the beautiful thing about the horses is that they keep us in the present moment and they're feeding me information that I can watch based on their body language to ask the appropriate questions. And like I said, just by being in their presence, they're healing. I mean, there's so many times that I've gone out to the horses and thought nothing was the matter. And the next thing I know, I find myself crying and I'm like, what is going on? Why am I crying? But they bring up emotions that you didn't even know existed. And so they have this uncanny ability to draw things out from you that you didn't even know were there.
Well, it sounds like a time saver from just traditional talk about this. I don't know. That's what I'm hearing. And would you agree with that to an extent that sometimes having a horse there helps?
Yeah, because the difference between what we do with the gestalt work and the horses and what happens in traditional therapy is that in traditional therapy, you talk. Now, don't get me wrong. There is a place for traditional therapy and talking and getting things out. But the difference that I see with the gestalt work is that it's an experience. So it changes the neural pathways in the brain and causes you to have an exit ramp. So the next time you're triggered from an event, your mind goes, as you're driving down I-25 at 100 miles an hour and all of a sudden you're triggered, hey, wait, there's an exit ramp at 409 that we can get off this crazy train. And you can now respond to this event versus reacting to the event, which is what you've been doing because now you've healed the underlying trauma. So going back to the experience of the woman that I had where she learned she was standing in the kitchen, 5 years old, right? So the next time she gets triggered, she goes, wait, I got an exit ramp. I know that I'm not five. I know that no one's going to die because she now understands and has healed that. And she has another way to respond versus being in a reactive mode. And that typically doesn't happen in traditional therapy. When someone comes to see me, it's another 6 or 8 weeks before they have to come back and see me. Because now we have new neural pathways. They're in the process of implementing that into their life. Where in talk therapy, you come, you spend the first 15 minutes typically talking about what you did the last session. You barely get going, and now it's 15 minutes till it's over, and now we've got to close the can of worms that we just opened, and I may or may not have given you the tools to deal with the can of worms we just opened. And now I'm sending you back out into the real world, and we haven't healed or eventually gotten to the root of what is causing you to be pissed off in the present moment.
I like that. I like that. It sounds like it's very... it works. And it's not week after week after week after week of just, no pun intended, beating a dead horse and not getting anywhere. And I'm just speaking from my own experience in the past where I just did not feel like the answers that I was looking for ever came to me. So I quit looking. So I know I'm not the only one out there like that. And that there's a lot of us, especially as women, who take care of everything else in our lives, but kind of we're the last thing we take care of. So Andrea, what is the best way for someone, to to find you? And can someone do a session with you and see if this resonates with them? How do they do that?
Absolutely. So I can tell you, that there's not been one person that's come and done a session that doesn't look like they've taken their life back 10 years. They've lost 150 pounds from, you know, their shoulders actually being lowered and not being ear rests. And being able to just like, be in the present moment, right? So, I do 30-minute free moment of truth sessions. They can schedule that on my website at Withers Whisper, or they can call me and we can get that scheduled. And we can, you know, schedule a session. They can do one individual session if they enjoy it. You know, we can book packages. Like I said, it's one of those things that I think once you start on a personal growth journey and you discover that there is so much more to who you are at a deeper level, you're not able to go back. You're not able to unknow what you know, right? And I am a firm believer. Right. I still get coached myself. I do my own personal work because I'm a believer that until you're in a coffin and they're putting you in the ground, we all have work to do. And I will never stop working on myself because who I was yesterday is not who I am today and not who I want to be tomorrow.
I love that. So tell us how you spell Wither Whispers so that the people on the call can find you, Andrea.
Sure. It's WITHERS Whisper. WHISPER. And my phone number is 970-682-4405.
Great. Well, everyone on the call, if I were you, I would give this a shot. What an amazing woman Andrea is, and just so honest, brutally honest with us about where she came from and where she is now and how she's taken her soft signals and has transformed her life and is transforming lives with her horses. So I invite all of you to reach out, like she said, on her website and get more information and book a session. This would be for you. Do it for yourself. It's a whole brand new year and it can be a whole brand new life as well. Andrea, I want to thank you so much again for taking time out of your super busy schedule and sharing with us about your business and about the equine gestalt method. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.